The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in wellness, beauty, and food every day. That can be a lot to keep up with, so let me do the work. I'm the Trend Reporter, Mara Schiavocampo, here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Hey guys, so our trend this week is new period products. Now, for decades, tampons and pads have been pretty much the only game in town, but now a ton of new period products are becoming more popular, from period panties to the cup. They even have period pajamas. There are lots of new options. So I asked my sister Pia to join me for this one because basically I didn't want to talk about periods alone. So Pia's here with me. Hey, Pia.
Hey, what's going on?
So I have some fun period facts, some period trivia that you may or may not have known. Do you know where that term being on the rag comes from?
I would assume this is pre-tampons, pre-pads, and that women had to use rags essentially to catch the blood from their periods. Is
you
that correct?
Would be absolutely correct. You just
ding, 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 ding.
Centuries, it was just a matter of using a rag, like stuffing it in your crotch and using that to soak up the blood. So thank God we've advanced from that.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so in 1921, roughly, in the early 1920s is when we started to see sanitary napkins. Any guess where the idea for pads came from?
Well, I'm thinking about like women's suffrage is coming to mind in that era, but I don't know. Like, I feel like women were not really doctors and, you know, men were gynecologists. So I feel like it was like a male invention, but I'm curious.
Okay. So of course it was not a male invention because men would never spend much time thinking about women's periods. It was a nurse during World War I who got the idea from war bandages.
Oh, interesting. Oh, that's neat. I didn't know that. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I love that this woman is at work treating injured soldiers and she's like, I can use this for my period.
That's brilliant, really. That's so brilliant.
So smart. The environmental impact of pads. All right. So one pad is equal to how many plastic bags do you think?
Three.
Good guess. Four.
Wow. So oh my gosh.
It's estimated that one pad is equivalent to four plastic bags, mostly because a lot of it's non-biodegradable.
Right. Oh God. I feel a lot of guilt right now. I'm about to start my period.
Are you going to go get a rag?
No, I'm not. I'm going to have, let me see. I'll be using probably eight plastic bags today alone. Ugh.
Well, it's the least society can contribute to the lives of women.
It's true, man.
What else are we supposed to do? Well, maybe we'll find out today. Maybe the period panty, the cup, all that is the solution.
But you know, it's interesting. I feel like in sort of indigenous cultures or pre-colonial cultures, that was a really sacred time for women and that it was a time for resting. It was a time for reflection.
Wouldn't it be nice if we did actually have like, not mandated, but you had the option to rest and reflect when you're in your period? It's like, no, it's my menstrual reflection day.
Well, I have
nobody
a friend.
Talk to me.
But no, my friend says she has told her family that for the first 2 days of her period, she's resting. She's not cooking. She's not doing stuff around the house. That is her time to rest. And so her family can come and visit with her. But don't ask me for shit. You know, like I'm relaxing. I'm like, I wish I could do that.
But I'm adopting that like effective immediately.
Right? Ooh, I think that's going to be tough in this household with a three-year-old. He's like, yeah, right, whatever.
Well, he'll still come bother you for stuff.
He'll come and jump on my uterus.
He'll jump on your uterus. So have you tried any of these new products?
So actually, I tried to do the period cup a couple of years ago, and I just couldn't figure it out, and it just seemed really messy. And I have very heavy periods. And so I just was like, it just seemed kind of gross to me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I had the same experience with the cup. I tried it, and then when I took it out, like the bathroom looked like a crime scene.
Yeah, to each their own. I feel like every woman's body is different, right? And like you have to find the product or the thing that works for your body. Like I never liked tampons. I just don't like the feeling of that inside all day long. I just think it's uncomfortable and I don't know. That's just me.
Did I ever tell you my first tampon story?
No.
I was just telling
I have a feeling I'm about to hear it.
Good guess. I was just telling Tommy actually because I thought it was so funny. So I was like 14. And I got the courage to try tampons because, you know, you're that young, like the thought of sticking anything up there is very intimidating. So I didn't ask anyone, like I didn't ask you, I didn't ask mom, I didn't talk to anybody about it. I just like, it was like this covert mission. I bought the tampons. I got all my courage together. I put the tampon in before school. And I was like, this is the most uncomfortable thing I have ever felt, but I thought I would get over it. So I wear it to school. I remember sitting on the school bus, like I could barely sit. I'm like kind of sitting on my hip because I couldn't sit like flat. I'm like, this is awful. This is terrible. How do women do this? It's the worst thing ever. I get to school. I go through like 2 and 3 periods of class. Around 11 o'clock, I'm like, I can't take it anymore. I go to the bathroom. I'm like, I'm taking this thing out. I pull it to take it out and the plastic applicator comes out.
Oh no!
Because I didn't know what I was doing, I left the applicator in. I thought that was the tampon. So I was walking around with this hard plastic applicator. Oh. And the moment it came out, I was like, it was like the light bulb went off. I was like, oh, that's why it was so excruciatingly painful.
Oh no, that's terrible. I don't think you're alone in that story. I think if someone has not told you, it's not super obvious, right? You're like, I don't know what this is. Yeah, it's confusing. Oh, bless your heart.
So lesson learned. Have you tried the underwear?
I have been very curious about the underwear. I will say, again, it's one of those things that I feel super paranoid about. I feel like I would want to have like some backup or I wouldn't want to go anywhere. I just, it feels scary to me. Cause I'm just thinking like, really, is this safe? Like, can I just like roam around and not worry about leakage? I don't know. Have you tried it?
I have. So first I'll say it's very expensive. So the pair that I ordered, I think I ordered like a boy short cause the idea of a thong, I'm just like, that just seems useless.
Oh God.
Okay. Like right. Who is this protecting?
No one.
I got the boy shorts and it was like $60 when I factored in shipping and everything. Yeah. But then again, I'm like, okay, well, if it's going to replace like several period, like tampons and boxes of pads, then it might be worth the price. I actually really liked it a lot. I felt like my fear was that it was going to feel like a diaper, that I would just be able to feel myself like sitting in grossness, but it wasn't like that at all. Like I felt dry. It was effective. There were like no leaks. So I had a good experience. I don't know that I'm ready to shell out, you know, $400 to get a week's worth.
Right.
But it's a good option.
Did it last all day long?
It did, but it was at the end. It was like on the last day because I wasn't going to push my luck. So maybe I should try it again on like a key day. Mm-hmm. The thing is, there are really no good options. Like pads to me suck. Mm-hmm. I hate wings. I hate wings with a passion. It's hard to find pads without wings. So I buy the ones with the wings and I cut the wings off. That's how much I hate the wings. I hate
wings. Why do you hate the wings?
Because when you wrap them around, it's almost like a corset for your underwear and then it makes it fit funny. I hate them. It's not a perfect science.
It's not a perfect science, but I am curious. The other thing I wanted to ask you about the panties is how do you clean them?
Okay, so that's a great question. So I actually hand washed them as soon as I took them off because the idea of them sitting in my laundry with the rest of my clothes, like it just grossed me out. I don't know if that's the right way. And we're going to talk to Lexi Sachs after the break. So she has like the proper instructions, but that's just what I did. So I like hand washed them and wrung them out. It felt very retro to me, actually. I found this kit online. I wasn't looking for this. I was just doing research on like period products, but I thought this was so cute. So it's like your first period kit. It has like a period proof teen size underwear. It has period Q&A, like a book. It has pads. It has like a little pouch. It has a lip balm. It has a stress ball. It has a gel pad for cramps. It has all this stuff. It's like a little gift box for your first period. So
that's amazing.
I love that that's like what we're moving towards.
That's amazing. Cause I'm like, I just remember being curled up in a ball with a hot water bottle and just crying, you know, and like not, you know, I mean, it was just like, it was never pleasant. It was always like, oh, my period's coming, instead of being like, oh, this is my time for self-reflection and rest,
right,
and a cleansing and renewal. It's just like, fucking periods here.
Well, let's be clear. I still feel that way about that bitch. Okay. Like I talk about my period openly with Nina all the time because I want it to be as normal as peeing. It's just a bodily function. So I'll even have her with me in the bathroom when I'm changing my pad. Like I want it to seem completely normal. So she doesn't freak out when it happens to her. So it's not shrouded in mystery. I just wanted to know, amazing. Like, it's just part of being a woman.
So I'm curious about how she has reacted to that. Does she have a lot of questions? Is she at ease with it?
She hates blood, period. So if she like scrapes her knee, or even if like Cruz scrapes his knee, she hates to see blood. So she's very, very bothered by blood. But that's part of the reason that I feel like it's important for her to see it. Because imagine avoiding blood until you're 12, 13, and then all of a sudden you have to face it every month. So I want her to get used to the concept. And because she doesn't like to see it, she'll ask me, like, before she comes to the bathroom, she's like, you're not on your period, are you? And then I'll, you know, I'll tell her.
I can totally see her face, too. Like,
but the whole point is I just want it to be very normal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. I think that's brilliant.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk to an actual expert who's going to weigh in on the period panties. So we're going to focus in on the period panties. She's actually tested several brands. So she's going to share her results and she's going to answer one important question. Do they work?
That's what I want to know.
Amen to that. Joining me now to talk more about period panties is Lexi Sachs, Textiles Director at the Good Housekeeping Institute. She's going to answer the question, when it comes to period panties, do they work? Lexi, thanks for being here. So I remember seeing the ads for a brand years ago. Yes. I would see them on the subway and I was like, ugh.
Have you heard the story about those ads?
No.
Oh my gosh. So Thinx launched in 2014, I believe, and these ads came about in 2015, and they were originally rejected by the MTA. They thought they were too offensive. They thought they were suggestive. I think it was like grapefruits cut in half, egg yolks, and they said it just offended them, and they banned it. And the brand came back and was like, well, you have breast augmentation ads, so how come you can't have period product ads? And I think that's like what created the brand is the press they got from being rejected originally.
Interesting. And that's so crazy. I mean, the MTA standards are so low. There's like pimple, you know, ads and this and the that. The fact that they would find that offensive.
Right. So I think because all these media out there were covering the articles about, you know, why is this being banned? This is ridiculous. And I think that's what grew the support for the brand to begin with and kind of what made it mainstream. So.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
But seeing them as a commuter, I was repulsed by the idea.
Yeah.
Because to me, it sounded like a diaper.
Right.
Like I'd be sitting in my own blood for hours.
Of course.
So how do they work?
So they actually are just like normal underwear. They look and feel just like it, but they have a thin layer of like a waterproof barrier so that the blood can't seep through the clothing.
And what's happening inside the construction of like what is absorbing them that you can then wash and reuse?
It's the cotton fabric. It's not as absorbent as something like a diaper, as you mentioned. I mean, that's made to absorb fluid, whereas this is a thicker viscosity. But there is that barrier there. It's really thin. So it can't hold so much, but it's more about protecting anything from seeping through.
Okay, so that's cotton in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The top layer is cotton.
The top layer is cotton.
Then
but
the middle
then
layer,
inside?
It's like a synthetic. It really varies by brand, but generally it might be a polyester. It might be like a laminate, which is kind of like a coating that makes it waterproof, the same way you would find on like outerwear maybe that would prevent rain from seeping through your coat. It's just a layer there with a top coat on it that prevents it.
So what's actually absorbing the fluid?
That would be the cotton, and it's not like a super fast, quick absorption.
Well, let's talk about the study. So mm-hmm. So how broad was the study? How many products did you try, and yeah. how did you test them?
So we did a really big scouring of the market as far as like looking at all the brands out there. There are a ton of really small brands that you probably never even heard of out there that are, you know, you purchase directly from the website, sometimes on Amazon, but there really aren't any like major brands, or at least at the time. There's a few now, but there was just not so many. We narrowed it down to ones that were claiming, like the super expensive ones that were claiming that you could replace your pads and tampons. And then on top of that, we looked at some of the more affordable ones that you can find in drugstores. So at like CVS, Walgreens, and so on.
I didn't even realize they were selling
yeah,
them at drugstores.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. So, and there aren't any major brands that are consistent across there, but there are some small one-off brands that you'll find in those stores. I think that people are trusting certain brands, and whereas the one in the drugstore you could get, for, I think it was like $11, which is still not cheap for a
That's
drugstore
a
product.
Lot for one
yes,
pair of
exactly.
drugstore
but
panties.
But when you're comparing it to a $35 product, I would say it's much cheaper. But from our test, we found that $35 one is a lot better than the $11 one. Mm-hmm. It's not like so much better that you couldn't wear the $11 one, but the $35 one is probably worth the investment if you think you'll be using it over time. But then on top of that, I mean, everyone's shopping online now, and on Amazon, you can find 3 for $15 from brands that have, you know, hundreds of five-star reviews. So I think people are more likely to turn to those internet brands as opposed to going to the drugstore and buying an $11 pair.
So you tested this range
yes.
of products, you know, range in terms of cost mm-hmm. and the different
yes.
brands and their promises.
Yes.
And how did you test them?
Okay, it's interesting. We used red cough syrup, and that's actually what some of the pads and tampon brands are using to test their products
it
because it
sense.
Has a similar viscosity. So, you know, think like diaper testing, you can use fluid and water.
That blue liquid
yeah,
that they show
exactly.
in the commercials.
But the viscosity is so different that it wouldn't be a good accuracy way to test.
Right.
So we start with about 2 milliliters of cough syrup, and we do an absorbency speed test, and we basically just measure how quickly the cough syrup would get absorbed.
How much is 2 milliliters? Is it like a teaspoon?
It's about like half a tampon worth.
But like in terms of like a measurement that most of us are familiar with, is it like a teaspoon, a tablespoon?
It's less than a teaspoon.
Oh, so it's
yeah,
very
it's
small
very
amount.
Small amount. It's really right. small. Because
okay.
when you think about your period, it's not like it all comes at once.
Right.
It's small amounts. So
right.
to
she,
put it
she
all
trickles
at once.
And tortures
exactly.
you for days.
Yeah. So it's less than a teaspoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was a small amount. I did, you know, when we first, because it was such a new product, and we are so used to testing things like diapers in the lab and all of that, it was a lot of guess and check to make sure we were testing accurately. And we did try with more, like a higher volume at once, and it just would never absorb at once. And as far as how the measurements are done with period underwear, it's usually they tell you by tampons worth. So this can hold, like a thong, for instance, can hold half a tampon.
Okay.
Whereas maybe like a boy short can hold 3 to 4 tampons worth.
Okay.
So,
it's so interesting how
yeah.
every woman knows exactly what that
yeah.
means.
Yeah.
They're
so
like,
it's
okay,
like
that's
it in
day
real
4.
Terms. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, so we measured the absorbency that way, which was, that was just kind of the initial test.
Mm-hmm. And you were looking for speed?
In that case, we were looking at speed. So how mm-hmm. quickly it absorbs. There was, you know, some of the best performing ones, it still took like 20 minutes to get all of that through. Whereas right. in a minute, you could have the maxi pad absorbing it. So the speed wasn't a selling point
but
there.
But that's a big thing, because if you're mm-hmm. sitting in a meeting
yeah.
and you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not perfect. But then we also looked at the surface wetness. So that's something we do with diapers again. It's a similar test where once it does actually absorb, we put some filter paper and a weight over, and we measure how much comes back out. So if the surface stays dry or not. Again, not perfect. It wasn't, you know, if you're thinking if you're sitting on something, how much is going to come back out to the filter paper.
Right.
So, again, that's just another way, because it's not like it's one attribute we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking at the speed of absorbency, mm-hmm. the rate of
the surface wetness.
Okay, and then what were the other factors?
We also do a 45-degree angle test, where we have this device where we're holding the underwear at a certain angle and pouring on the cough syrup that way to see if mm-hmm. it absorbs right when it touches it or if it rolls off the edge.
So if you're in your downward dog,
mm-hmm, exactly, because you're not staying in one position throughout the whole day. And when we hold it, it's really in a cup position, as it's, you know, as you expect a pair of underwear to be on the body.
Right.
But we're holding it at different angles too.
Right, because us girls mm-hmm. got to move around.
Yes. Okay. And then we do washing tests. So we'll wash it and look at the appearance after washing. We'll look at shrinkage. And I should also mention all of these absorbency tests I talked about before, we are doing when it's brand new, after one wash and after five washes, because the absorbency can change over time, usually for the better. We always recommend washing before use, because any finishes or, you know, dyes and everything that are left over can prevent the absorbency from working. So
I want to talk about washing.
Yeah.
That was when I saw those ads the first time. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this going to... Are all the other clothes I'm washing with this going to be washing in period blood? But let's talk about washing in a second. Okay, and then you mentioned a consumer aspect.
Yes.
So how did that fit into the testing?
So we had about 15 people trying them out for us, and they were told to wear it at least one day without any backup supplies. It could be on a moderate day. It didn't have to be a super heavy day, but they had to at least try it without. The other days, they could be trying it with a tampon or a pad. We asked them to rate things like how bulky it was, how comfortable it was, did they feel like it was absorbent, did they have any leaks, how, you know, would they continue to use it after this test was over. Really getting them to rate things, but then also just to provide some anecdotal feedback. So whether people would say that, I was so hesitant to try it, but I loved it, or maybe they had some horror story using it, really just getting a full view of how it worked.
Mm-hmm. So then what were the results? Let's start with the lab test
first.
So what did you find with the lab test?
So they were, I would say, comparing it to maxi pads, as I mentioned, just not the same performance overall.
You know, we take them for granted, but they are pretty, and they're so thin now.
They are,
Like, I sound like somebody's grandma. I'm like, these days, they're so thin.
I know,
Like, from when I was in middle
they
school,
are.
And they're like a phone book.
Yeah, even in the past few years, there's new materials out there that are, like, a thinner foam, and they're super absorbent, and they really pull the fluid away from your skin. So those have come a long way, too. But that being said, I mean, they weren't terrible from an absorbency standpoint. They did pull it in. They didn't leak out the other side. You know, the surface didn't stay fully dry, but it wasn't like it all came gushing back out. From a 45-degree angle, it didn't absorb right away, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like it all rolled off. So I would say it was about average performance. It wasn't like totally mind-blowing amazing, but it still was a viable option.
Well, when you think about the alternative, in some cases, is just wearing regular underwear.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then getting ruined.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess it's better than that.
Yes, definitely.
Right? And then what did the consumer say?
There was a lot of mixed reviews. Overall, people loved them, whether or not they intended them to be backup or, like, you know, my period starting today or at the end of their period. In those cases, they were very well loved. When it came to going and just free bleeding into them, there were a lot of mixed reviews there, where some people felt like it was doable. Some people had bad experiences. They said they hadn't leaked out of their underwear since they were 12 years old, and so it was kind of bringing back some bad memories.
Nobody wants those memories.
Exactly.
It's the most traumatic times of life.
Yeah, sometimes we get the craziest comments from our testers, but so it really, I mean, like we've been saying, it depends on the person. Everyone who tried it loved it in some aspect, whether it was, again, using it while they were wearing a tampon just to make sure that they didn't bleed out. And, you know, maybe for them it wasn't worth replacing, throwing out all their other period supplies, but everyone that tested it overall liked it or loved it.
Okay. I guess tampons are like the gold standard, although mm-hmm. I find them so flawed. Like, I get angry every time a tampon leaks. I'm like, why can't we figure this out? It doesn't seem that complicated from an anatomy point of view. Right.
Right, exactly.
Like, this is pretty easy, but still, everyone.
Yeah, the good thing about these is that if a tampon does leak, it really will, that's like really the best case scenario for these, because it doesn't feel like you're wearing an extra pad on top of it. It really does feel like you're wearing underwear, and it's more just like, rest assured that if your tampon does leak, you're going to be okay.
You're covered. Let's talk about washing.
Yes.
Because this was the part that skeeved me out.
Mm-hmm.
Washing my other clothes
yeah.
with this underwear. So I actually hand washed them first.
Yeah.
so that they're clean enough to go with the rest of my laundry.
Right.
Which feels very old school to me.
It's interesting because they like a lot of the brands do recommend rinsing it out first. I don't think they used to. I think that's like a newer thing that they say to do.
Well, look how ahead of the curve I am.
Yeah, right? But yeah, when we did it, we did it again with cough syrup, but we did not find that any other garments, because when we do wash testing, we put enough to make a full load in there. It's called ballast, so we have standardized washing. So we'll put like white towels or white sheets in the wash with it, and we didn't notice anything to
bleed out. So you washed
it
with whites,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't.
And again, it was cough syrup instead of blood, but it's still like the same viscosity, and it did wash right out.
Okay, well, that's good news.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing just to keep in mind is that you definitely want to machine wash them. Hand washing just won't get it clean enough. You know, a lot of people will hand wash their delicates,
mm-hmm.
but you do need to machine wash these. And right. I don't think any of them would say hand wash on the label. I haven't seen any that do. But if you ever come across a pair that says hand wash only, you don't want to use those, or you still want to machine wash it just because you need to get it clean.
Right. And while the other thing that concerned me about not rinsing them mm-hmm. is, you know, I don't do my laundry every day.
Yeah.
So I don't want it sitting in the laundry for a week.
Yeah.
Like, that's just
Yeah, you definitely gross. Don't want it sitting there, especially because there are odors and those right. can build up and those are much harder to get out. So
and then if anyone has a dog, you know, the dog goes nuts for period trash.
Yeah, keep it away from the dog for sure.
That's like their most prized possession.
It's so weird.
But then, of course, they're dogs. They can smell it a mile away.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you very much.
That's
I walk
a very
in the door,
good point.
Shredded maxi pad
yeah.
at my doorstep.
No fun.
I feel like they're very much pushing. There's a marketing push for younger girls.
Yes.
That they maybe want them to start thinking about period mm-hmm. protection a little differently.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that
Definitely.
As well in the marketing and what they're making available?
Yeah. They're now coming out with lines specifically for teens and tweens that are actually more affordable than some of the styles that you'll see that are like the $30 to $40 price point. And they are just designed in a way, you know, younger colors, younger silhouettes that are making it a little bit more accessible than some of the older audience styles. And I think it's, I think it's kind of getting over the intimidation about getting your period for the first time or in the early days and giving that an option. So,
yeah.
And it's interesting, when we first tested these, those styles didn't exist, but a lot of our testers were saying, I have a 13-year-old daughter. Can she be a tester? I have a 15-year-old daughter. Like,
right.
they really want to try it out. So it was interesting that, like, the demand was really there before the product were. Like, as soon as people heard about these, they wanted it for their kids more than they wanted it for themselves.
Well, I feel like we all want to free them from mm-hmm. some of the inconvenience and also the embarrassment, which is crazy because nobody's embarrassed about peeing, right?
Yeah.
It's like bodily function.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Yeah.
But there is so much embarrassment when you're 12, 13, 14. Like, you just want to hide it from
exactly.
everybody. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Lexi is going to give us the answer we've all been waiting for. Do period panties work? And she also has some recommendations for the best brands. So from a sustainability standpoint, mm-hmm. that's a motivation, I would imagine, for
yes.
some people. Especially, I feel like sustainability is such a pressing issue for so many people.
Right.
As we feel like, okay, the global warming issues that we're having, mm-hmm. like, it's happening now. We're
yes.
seeing the effects of it now. We need to act now.
Right.
So did you hear from people that was a motivation for them to get on board with this?
Yeah, I think it was the idea of less waste. I mean, the truth is these, like, textiles in general are very unsustainable. So the process of making the fabrics that go into it still is not good for the environment. I mean, there really is no product out there that's perfect, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's definitely creating less waste. But again, you're still looking at the dyes and the chemicals and everything that goes into creating a fabric. Not to say that it's dangerous for you and your body, but the process of, like, you know, all the waste that goes into manufacturing textiles is pretty rough.
Right.
But again, it's when you're looking at a which is worse perspective, I definitely think that having less waste is a great
bonus. So then getting down to the question, does it work? So
yes.
What were your findings overall?
So definitely something we recommend. But again, with the caveat that it might not be quite time to throw out all of your other period supplies. You still will need some, or I guess most people would still need some tampons, pads, menstrual cups, whatever it is that you use. But they do work in the sense that they will protect your clothing from underneath, from leaking through. they are more comfortable than certain products. So yes, they do work, but not 100% of the time.
And were there any brands that you were particularly impressed with?
Yeah, I definitely think that Thinx was the top performer in our test. I mean, it's the most popular, but for a reason. Like, it really, people did find it the most comfortable. I would say from a lab performance perspective, like, it wasn't necessarily, it didn't stand out more than others. They were all pretty comparable. But from a consumer standpoint, as far as, like, the comfort and the fit and the fact that it wasn't bulky, was made it really what made it a winner. There's another brand out there that's kind of different from the other ones that's called Luna Pads. And that one's more like, it's more like reusable pads. So there are liners that you can interchange.
Wait, how does that work?
It's like they had, the underwear is kind of, looks normal underwear, but they have straps at the front and the back, and it actually comes with replaceable cotton fleece. So it's like that brushed cotton look that makes it more absorbent. Mm-hmm. And you can replace those pads. And so you actually could wear them all day, and as long as you could swap out those pads.
And then the pads you would wash
You would
reuse?
Wash the pads, yes. The downside is that it does feel a little bit bulkier because you have the extra pad in there.
Right.
So, you know, it's a trade-off there.
It's like Back to the Future. It's like cloth diapers, the sanitary belt.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's, some people said it reminded them of like the idea of a sanitary belt because it did have straps. But again, it is still period underwear.
Right.
It's just kind of adding extra absorbency layers there if you need it. Like if you really did want to go tampon and maxi pad free, that's right. An option. But again, more, you know, more bulky than a pair of Thinks.
So funny. Our ancestors are like, girl, that's not new.
I know.
We did that 200 years ago.
Yes. But yeah, on top of that, I mean, like Deerkade is another brand that was out there that, again, they don't really claim to replace the use of pads and tampons as much, but we found that those were like a little bit more stylish at first. And I think other brands have come away since then and have new colors and silhouettes and everything.
So you like the Think, Luna Pad, mm-hmm. Deerkade. Those are some of the top performers.
Yeah, I would say. And then, again, there's some of those drugstores that are not such big brand names and they come and go, and the ones on Amazon have great reviews, and I haven't seen those in person just yet, but those seem to be really performing well with a lot of people.
So your advice if someone wants to try it, what, wait for like the last days?
You know what, I think that well, first of all, Thinx now offers a free trial period. So if you use it and hate it, they'll give you your money back.
Trial period.
Yeah. So, yeah, no pun intended. Oh, gosh. Yes, actually, a literal trial period. You get 60 days. And if you are not happy with it, you can get your money back. So I think even though Thinx is expensive, you know, there's low risk there because you can get a refund, no questions asked. It could simply be like, I just didn't like it. They didn't work for me. If you are going to try it for the first time and you're not sure, definitely use it as a backup first, or wait till a lighter day just to make sure that you're not going to bleed through, I would say would be your best bet.
When you're hanging out at home.
Yeah,
one
definitely.
One of those couch with a blanket.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to be stuck at work with
right,
it.
Absolutely not. Lexi, yeah. Thank you so much. You guys test a lot of really cool stuff.
Yes.
Will you come back and
I
tell us about
to.
Other tests?
Yes.
I'm fascinated by this stuff. You guys can find Lexi on social media at Lexi Sachs. That's LexieSachs. And Pia is on social media as Mixed Fat Chick. Mixed Fat Chick. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.